That's what I would have thought the halacha is, that the Mishnah is teaching us, that if Reuven just looks at it and says he saw it first, that's enough to make a kinyan by a mitzvah. The afagav the lo yasal yodi, even though it did not come into his hand yet, the Gemara says, then b'riya b'yal makani, that I would have thought to say just by looking at something, you're koner it. Therefore, the Mishnah has to teach us not like that, that you should know, tini kulishli. You have to learn, no, in the Mishnah, that's why Reuven said a second time of, kulishli, the whole thing belongs to me. As if to say, what, the b'riya b'yal makani lo, that just the fact of looking at it, there's no kinyan. The kinyan is only if you pick it up and make a regular kinyan hagbor. But just by looking at it, you're not koner. So that's why the Mishnah, even though we're talking about the one case, again, there's only one Reuven and one Shimon here, but it says it's double lashon of Anim Tzasiya and Kula Shali to teach us this halacha, that with Uri alone, you're not koner. But the Gemara still asks, okay, I can understand then why it's not enough to say Mitzasiya, but the listener Kula Shali, let the Mishnah just say, Shnayim Merchsim Batalis, Zelayim Kula Shali, Reuven says the whole thing belongs to me. The Leiboy Anim Tzasiya, I don't need the first part of it, Anim Tzasiya. Once he says, the whole thing belongs to me, I know he means to say that, like we're talking about, he found it first. So what do I need the word Mitzasiya for? So Mara still says, no. Itani kulishli, if the Mishnah would have just said that Shnayim Merchsim Batalis, and Zeoim Kulishli, have a mean I would have thought to say then, that the Alma, other places in Shas, Tiktani Mitzasiya, whenever a Tan and the Mishnah says a Lashon of Mitzasiya, finding something, maybe I would have still thought to say, Beriya Bial Makani, that maybe when you want to be kind of something from Hefker or Mitzia, it's enough just with looking at it. The fact you look at it, and you have in mind to be kind of it, maybe real alone is not enough. Therefore, Tana, therefore our Tana here, this Tana of our Mishnah, the first Mishnah above Mitzia, it wants to teach us this Chiddush, that therefore this Tana says an extra word here, of Ani Mitzasiha, and even though Vahada Tani Kulishli, and then the Tana says a second Lashon of Kulishli, so really there's an extra word here, like we're asking, the word Mitzasiya is extra, so why is the Tana doing this? In order that we should learn out from here, Timi Mishni Yasei Rashminan, that from this extra word in our Mishnah we learn out, we hear, that the Riyah Lekoni, that we learn out from here, you say that the whole Shas and all the Mishnayasim, that you should know, if a Mishnah ever says something else, Mitzasiya, it does not mean Riyah, because with the Riyah, just looking at something, there's no Kinyan. A kinyan has to be, you have to do an action, you have to pick it up, you have to do darki kinyonim. But just to look at something and have a mind to be kana, you're not kind of it. So that's why our Mishnah in Bar Mitzvah says an extra word of anim Mitzasiya to teach us this, you said all of the places. Now don't make a mistake. You should know all over, you only have kinyonim when you do an action, not with just looking at it. Now the Gemara still asks though, but umim what to samrit? Chodikatani, can you tell me still that our Mishnah is talking about one case, just Reuven arguing with Shimon over one talis? If so, the Gemara asks, but the Lashon of the Mishnah is not mashma like this. The Gemara asks, for zeh v'zeh katoni. The Mishnah still says that zeh oimer ani mitzasiya, v'zeh oimer ani mitzasiya, which is mashma, that's one argument. And then it repeats itself. Again, mashma, second argument, that zeh oimer kulishli, v'zeh oimer kulishli. So if the Mishnah means one case, why does it have to say like two times Zoymer? It just should have said Zoymer ani mitzasiya v'kulishli, v'Zoymer ani mitzasiya v'kulishli. How come it says a second time Zoymer? So that's mashma. We're talking about two different cases here. So how could you tell me the Mishnah only means one case? The Rashi says, "Well, zev zekatoni, kavi mitzasi toni Zoymer, v'gav kulishli katoni Zoymer, v'chadahu." There's only one case, it should have said, Zoyma Mitzasiya Vakulishli. Like, even if you want to tell me, wants to teach us here, that Riyah, just looking at something, is that a Kinyan, okay? But you don't have to say Zoyma twice. So therefore the Gemara answers, Omar Rav Popra Popra says, Vitayma Rav Simi Barashi, some say Rav Simi Barashi. Viyamrilun some say Kedi, Stam on the name of a Chochem. Doesn't say what his name is. That Reisha Bimitsiya Viseifa Bimekha Chomemcha. I said, really, the Mishnah is talking about two different cases, it's true. Zoymer, Zoymer means two different cases. One case that Reuven is saying, I found this talus, and Shimon says, no, I found it first. And the second Lashon is, Zoymer again means, you have to say, B'mekach HaMemcha, that Reuven says, I bought this talus, and Shimon says, no, I bought the talus. So, the both halachas are the same in both cases, but it's teaching us two cases here. Both by a Mitzvah, by finding something, and also by mekach memcha, where you're buying something or somebody. And Reuven says, I paid for it, and Shimon says, no, I paid for it. And the Chiddush Rashi speaks out, only in these two cases do we have the halacha. We'll soon see why. Rashi says, but if Reuven would say, I wove this beged, Vizoyma, and Shimon says, no, ani araktiya, I wove this, I made this beged, then loyach leku. In such a case, we would not have the dinim of our Mishnah. Why? Devadei chad menei ramai. Because in such a case, for sure, one of them is a lahu. Therefore, rather, we would leave this beged until Eliyahu Hanavi comes. Then we would not say Yechleiku. And that's like we spoke out before. Only in the case of a Messiah, that it's really possible that maybe both of them picked it up together. So it's possible that the din should be Yechleiku. Therefore, we make them swear and we let it be Yechleiku. And the same thing we'll soon see by Mekach HaMemcher. It's possible that both of them gave the money at the same time to the Meicher, and the Meicher meant to sell half to Reuven and half to Shimon. So since it's something that's possible, therefore we have the din of our Mishnah. Mashenken, the argument will be that Reuven says, I made this beged. And Shimon says, no, I made the beged. There it's not mistaken to say each one made half of the beged. Because if you're making a cloth, if you're making your own like shirt, you're making your own sweater, you make the whole thing, you don't stop in the middle and let somebody else help you make the other half. So therefore, for sure, it belongs to one or the other. And if we do not know, then Rashiel then would be a Jehei Munach. So therefore, the Mishnah is teaching us like in these two cases of a Metziah and Mekach Memcha, we have the Dinim of our Mishnah. And now the Gemara says, Taku Tzricha. We need both cases of our Mishnah. We need the two cases. And the Gemara explains like this. Ditana Metziah, the Mishnah would have just been speaking about the case of a Metziah. Havamin, I would have thought to say. Metziah, in the case where the argument is between Reuven and Shimon, who picked up this Metziah, who picked up this lost object first? Who the Rami Rabbanan Shua lay? In this case, do the Rabbanan acquire a Shua? The Rabbanan say that both of them have to swear. Why? Because otherwise we're afraid one of them is lying. But we would say like this, Bishum Demori, V'yoma Chavroi, Lav Midi Chosabo. Like we have to be afraid, really maybe it belongs to Reuven. If so, why would Shimon come and grab away the talus from Reuven? Because Shimon, like, would be Mariette, would say, listen, you Reuven, you're not losing out here. This talus really doesn't belong to you. It's a Metziah, you're finding it. So if I take away what you find, it's not so bad. So therefore we have to be afraid one of these two people are lying. That's what the Rabbanan said, we're not going to let you take half or half or do anything until we hear you swear first. Because one will be Mari Heter, and the Mara says, he says like this, he says, Chavroi lav midi chosa. Listen, the person that really picked it up first, even if I grab it away from him right now, like he'll think I'm not really stealing from him. Plus you're not losing anything. Like it's something you gain, so now you don't have to gain. Big spiel. Ezel itfis, let me go ahead and grab it. And it's palak b'hadei, and I'll take half of it away from you like. So that's why we have to make one of them swear to make sure he's not doing something like this. But I would have thought to say, avul mekech memcha, for it's a case where one person really paid money for it, and the other one did not. Then the second person cannot be merhet and say, listen, I'll grab it away from him because he's not losing out so much. No, if the first person really paid money for it, so the second person would not come and grab it away from him if he did not also pay the money. So therefore, maybe in the case of mekech memcha, I would have thought to say that we would say achleiku even without making the shua. So that's why I need the chiddush even in the case of mekech memcha, that also you have to swear. Like Rashi says, Temer Reviyama means Mer Hetli Atzmoy. He'll give an excuse and say, I'm allowed to do it. Lechas Bobalei Mishpat. That the second person will go and grab away the Messiah from the first one. Because they'll say, Lav Midi Chosar. Rashi says, Ain't a master klum. I'm not making you lose anything. Bechinim Boloi. He came to you for nothing. Viyat Leter. He had no brother involved. So therefore, we're afraid one person will come and grab it and lie. Avo Nekech HaMemcha, Rashi says, you can't say like this. The afagav shezeh gamu nursin asamoyt, like we'll soon see, even though the case is, but mekech memchor, that both of them paid for it, but still, the one that paid for it first, and it's his, it's the big tircha to take it away from him and make him buy something else. So that's called the big chesaron, and therefore I would have thought to say, we won't be afraid that one person would say he also bought it if he didn't, and therefore maybe I wouldn't believe them, even without a shvua. So that's the chiddush know, that by mekech memchor also they have to swear. Then the Gemara says, the Torah of Mekech HaMemcha, the Mishnah would have just learned. The case of Mekech HaMemcha, just one case here, I would have thought to say, I swear just the opposite. Who the Rami Rabbanan Shvu Alei, Mishum Demuri? You know why, by a sale, in the case where two people bought it. each one says that the Moicher wants to sell it to him, and it says, you know why he's Moicher Heter over there? Because the Rabbanan say you have to swear. Mishum demayri v'yomar, because the second person will come and say, Chavroi domekiyoiv, listen, my friend Ruvain, true, he paid for this object. But v'yano domekiyoivna, I also paid money. Like maybe it could be really Ruvain bought it first, and the sale should have been just to Ruvain. For what Shimon did is, Shimon went first to the Moicher and said, here, take this money also. It will soon see the case. And the Moicher, the one that sold it, forgot which one he really meant to, which one he didn't mean to. But the second person also gave him money. So therefore he'll be Moicher Heter and say like this, Hashtra de tzrich l'didi, now that I need this object right now. So, Ashkele ano, I'll take it away from the first person. Even though the first person really bought it, it won't bother me so much to take it away from him. You know why? Because the chavroi lezel, litrach lezvin. Let my friend, let this first person go and buy another one. In other words, the case is here that two people, Reuben and Shimon, gave both $100 to the Moicher to buy something worth $100. So the Moicher ends up with $200. So now, one of these two people is going to get $100 back, and one of them is going to get the object. So really, let's say Reuven, he's the one that paid the $100 first, he deserves to have the object. Shimon just threw the $100 to the Moicher later. So Shimon is not going to feel so bad doing this, because he'll feel, what's going to be, if I'm going to argue and I'm going to say I bought it first, so I'll take away this object. Okay, but Reuven will get the $100 back. So what would Reuven have to do? He'll have to buy another one. So let him be much real, let him bother himself and buy another one. But he's not losing out any money, because the $100 that he gave, he's going to get back. That's why the person would jump to take it away from the first person. That's why the Rabbanan said, we don't let you take it without a shvua. You have to swear first, as if maybe they'll stop, he won't swear false. Avo mitzia, put in the case where the two people are arguing. Who found it? Telek l'mei mahochi. There I can say that the second one will be Moicher Heter to grab it away from the first one, to say the first one, you're not going to lose anything. Because you are going to lose something. Because if I get the mitzia, you're not going to have anything. So this way, a mitzvah is worse, a bigger loss, than mekach memcha. Because by mekach memcha, you'll at least get your money back. But here, by a mitzvah, l'maisi, you found it first. You really have it. So for me to grab it away from you, I wouldn't be afraid of that. Because it's like real gezel to you. You've taken away something from somebody else, he's not going to get it back. So then, eima loy tzricha, maybe I would have thought to say, in the case of a mitzvah, you do not have to swear. Kamashman, that's what the Mishnah has to say, both of these two cases, to teach us that in both of these two cases, the din is that you have to swear before you can get it. In both cases, we're afraid that the second person is not the biggest gazlin, like he's just Moicher Heter, he just feels he's not doing something so bad. So therefore, if we make him swear, we realize that he won't swear false. So that's why we make him swear, and if he swears, he keeps on, then we believe him, and that's really what happened. Like we said, we believe him, that was part of what happened is, both of them took it at the same time, and each one thought he was first, so therefore we let them leave it as shechleiku, because that could be the truth. Now the Gemara says, let's see. Gemara says, Mekechememcha, what's the case here, Mekechememcha? V'lech say zuzim ima noket. Again, the Pasha, the Havimina is the case is that Reuven says, I bought this object off in the store, and I paid money for it. And Shimon says, no, I paid money, I gave the storekeeper the money for it. So, Mersa Kashi, if so, let's go to the storekeeper and see from which one of these two people he took the money, and we'll know which one really owns it. So, Mersa says, Letzricha, the case is like this. Did not get me tavayu. We're talking about that the storekeeper accepted, like we said, money from these two people. But what happened was, chad midaitai, first the storekeeper sold it to Reuven, midas, he paid $100 for it, really belongs to him. But umichad bakorcho, but a second person, Shimon, came running up to the storekeeper and told the man, listen, I want to buy this, here's $100 for it, take my $100. Now still, so let the storekeeper tell us which one was first. So the one says, no, the case is, v'lo yodana mihevi midaitai, or mihevi bakorcho. When we come back to the storekeeper the next day, he says, you know, I forgot which one of the two people came to me first and I really want to sell it to him, and which one came second. So therefore we have a doubt now between Reuven and Shimon, which one, Taka, was the one that bought the object first. So this is the case of Nekecha Memcha, that again, if he says he bought the whole thing, he says he bought the whole thing, we say Achleiku. Yeah. And that's the Chiddush here, that in such a case, still we're afraid maybe he's Moicher Heter, and therefore we make him swear to find out the truth. Alright, turn over. So now the Gemara is the Kasha.
Leima mas nisen de loike benenus. The Chur, let's say that our Mishnah is not like benenus. Why? Because the benenus, if it comes out according to benenus, they said the Chirish will soon see more in Shavuos. Omar, he holds, Keitzar elu v'yelu boin l'day Shavuoshov. That we're not allowed to let two people swear if we know for sure one of them is swearing false. And there was a famous case of Chenveni Apin Kosoi, that a Bala boss gave money to the Chenveni to give food, and the Perlim also want to get money. So the question, both of them swear. The Perlim swear that they did not get paid yet, and the Chenveni swears that he gave the merchandise, and they both come to the Bala boss to receive. But of course, the Benenna says we can't let this happen because it's a shvua shav. In other words, we have a suffix. Did he give the money, or else did he give the object? So both of them, one of these two people are lying. One says we did not get it. They both said they did not receive it, and one of them received it. So Tanakama there says we let them both swear, and then they both have a right to come back to the Balabas to receive it from him. Pikitzer, I'm not going to go into the whole case there. But Akopana Benena says we can't let this happen. Bezdin can't let two people swear if we know for sure one of them is swearing false. Like if we know for sure one of the two actions happened. So we don't let them both swear to say neither of them received it. So it's not like our Mishnah. Look, we're here in our Mishnah, we're letting Reuven swear that he gets if, and we're letting Shimon swear that he gets if. Again, the Havmin is there can't be. Either the whole thing belongs to Reuven, or else the whole thing belongs to Shimon. So by letting them both swear, Bezna is like accepting here for sure, Shvua Shav. So the Chur Mishnah is not like Ben Enes. Ben Enes says Bezna can never let two people swear if we know for sure one of them has to swear false. So Mar says no. Filu Tema Ben Enes. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes off like Ben Enes' Svara. Ho Sam Vadi Ike Shvua Shav. Over there by Chenveni, up in Kosi, for sure, the Chenveni or the Perlim, when they both swear, for sure one of them is swearing false. It's not possible that both happened. One of them is swearing false. Therefore, Benenna says we don't let that happen. But Hocho, but in our Mishnah, Ikar Lameim, it's possible to say, the Lekesh Shvua Shav, maybe they're not swearing false. Again, they're only swearing that I get half and you get half. Ema de Tavayu Bihadi Adadi Yagvo. Maybe it's possible to say that they both picked it up at the same time. Even though Reuven is saying, not that Reuven is saying, I picked it up first. Shimon is saying, I picked it up first. But Akoponim now and Bezdin will let each one swear that he owns at least half of it. Now, it's possible that it's the truth. Like, maybe they're lying. Or maybe they didn't realize it. But it's possible to say that both of them picked it up at the same time. So therefore, here in our Mishnah, it's not Vada Yeshua Shav. Therefore, even Benenas would agree. Yeah. And the same thing by the Nechamemcher also, that here it's possible to say that both of them maybe gave the money at the same time. So it's possible to say maybe the Mecher had asked to sell to both of them. So since it's possible, therefore we let them make a shua. The Rashi says, maybe the storekeeper had in mind he wanted to give it to both of them. So it's not Vadai Sheker, therefore here we let them both swear. And therefore we let the din of Yachloiku go, and that's why the Mishnah is very good, the Lashon of the Shvua, that the Lashon of the Shvua is only, he swears that he gets if, even though he says the whole thing belongs to him. But we don't let him swear the whole thing belongs to him, because then that would be a stira. Like we can't hear a Shvua that the whole thing belongs to you, and then the whole thing belongs to the other one, because it's not true. It belongs to one or the other. So such a Shvua we would not be able to hear. Bezdin can't let them swear. That's a Vadi Shvua Sheker. So therefore, we only let them swear on what they're receiving, because that's possible to be. Now the Gemara says, "Leima, let's say also, mas nisim like a sumchis, that our mission does not go according to sumchis. Why? Dike sumchis, as if our mission goes according to sumchis. Ha'ama, we know sumchis, the sheet always is, that momen ha'muta b'sofik, anytime we have money that's in a doubt, who should get this money? Whose money does it belong to? So Sumchas always says, Chokim b'lay shvua. That like Mammon HaMutter b'Safik, we divide up even without a shvua. Like Rashi says, we had a Gemara b'Vakama, God b'Shosh negaz a parah, v'nim su uber b'tzida. We are sure, hit a parah, pregnant parah, and then we find the uber, the baby on the floor. And we don't know, did the parah give birth before the mazik? Before the damage, and therefore the mazik is potter, or did the parah give birth after the damage, and then the mazik is chayiv, so we don't know who's chayiv. So Simcha says over there, Mamon HaMutter B'Safek is chokim, that we make the mazik pay for half of the value of the blood. So, and our Mishnah says that Yonu make Chokim with a Shvua. So, our Mishnah is not like Sumchis, because according to Sumchis, the din should have been that they split up this talis even without a Shvua. So, Moshe says, Elamai, what do you want to tell me? What's better? Rabbonin, what do you want to tell me that a Mishnah should come out better according to Rabbonin? I mean, it also doesn't come out good. Ha'amri, the Rabbonin Shita always is, Ha'amoitzi mechaveroi, olav haraya. Like in that case, the Nizik cannot take away from the Mazik. The Nizik, the owner of the Parah, cannot tell the Mazik, you have to pay me, until the Nizik can bring a proof. That's the Rabbonin Shita. So here also the Chur the Kasher is. So Rashi said, like, olav haraya be'edim. V'lo l'gavim midi, and v'hocha chokim, and here in our Mishnah says chokim, so our Mishnah doesn't come out good according to the Rabbanan either. So what are you telling me? The Mishnah is not like Sumchis. Anywhere our Mishnah is shred, doesn't go like the Rabbanan either. So Moshe says no. Hi Malik, what are you telling me? Iyam with Bishlei Marabban. If you tell me, if you'll agree that our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan, so I'll tell you like this. Hosom the Leitavsi Tavayu, over there in the case of the Shor and the Poro, that neither of them right now is holding on to the Poro. Therefore, Amri Rabbanan say, Hamoitzim Mechadari all over Raya. Therefore, we said the din is Hamoitzim Mechadari all over Raya, that nobody's holding on to it. So therefore, it's a question that you want the Mazik to pay for it, that we don't say unless you can bring a proof. But Hocho Bernal Mishnah, it says Shinaim Oichsim Batalis, Hocho de Tavayu Tafsi, hear that both of them are holding on to this talis. Does not the Pshat would take the talis away from somebody else? They're both holding on to it. So therefore, Pal Gila Bishvua. Therefore, Mishnah comes out good according to the Rabbanin that we have to make a Chalukah, but with a Shvua. There's over there by the Shor and the Poro. It's a question, does the Mazik, the Baal HaShor, have to pay for it? So who's holding his money? The Baal HaShor, he's holding his own money. So therefore, if the Baal HaPoro wants him to pay, he can't take away the money from the Baal HaShor. He has to bring a proof with Edom. But here in our Mishnah, you're not taking it away from a Mukzik. Because here in our Mishnah, when they came to Bezdin, the Mishnah says, Shnayim Erchin. Even my Mega Kamemcha, they're both holding on to it right now. So since the both the Mukhsik is not called with taking it away, that we should have to have two Edim, it's only a question like a Psak of Bezdin, what should Bezdin do here? So if a Bezdin's Psak is, then we say Achleiku. With, and therefore we have to have a Shua also. And like Rashi explains, according to the Rabbanan Shita, just like over there when you're being Moitzi, so you have to bring a proof of Edim, you need a proof. So here, true, it's not called a complete Moitzi, because they're both Muzakim Bo, they're both holding on to it, but still, Bezdin will not say Achleik until they bring the proof, at least with a Shua. But Eli, Yama, but if you're going to tell me, Sumchis, that our Mishnah goes according to Sumchis, that's Akasha. Hashta, it's like this. Umahosam de Loitavsi Tavayu. Like Maduch, if for sure over there, where the Baal HaShor and the Baal HaPoro, that they're not holding on, they're both not holding on to the money. Only the Baal HaShor is holding on to his money. Still Chokin, still over there, Sumchis says, that the Baal HaPoro has a right to get away half of the value of his vlad. From the Baal HaShor, we say Chokin and B'loi Shvua, even without any proof, even without any Shvua at all. So you see, any time you have a doubt with money, to say Achleiku, you do not have to bring any proofs. If so, Hoch, in our case of the Mishnah, the Tavayo Tavsilo, that both of them are holding on to it, Leikol Shechen, shouldn't it be for sure, that you should not have to have a Shvua? So since our Mishnah says, Shnayim Erchsen Metalis, it's Yachleiku B'Shvua, that can't go like Sumchis. That's what we said, our Mishnah is not like Sumchis, our Mishnah has to come out only according to the Rabbanan Shita. Now the Gemara says, no, Filu Teima Sumchis, maybe even if you want to tell me, our Mishnah could go like Sumchis. How? I'll tell you like this, Kiyoma Sumchis, Shema V'Shema. When does Sumchis say, Yachleiku B'Loi Shvua, only where it's a Shema V'Shema, it's a doubt, like over there, when the Shor hit the Parah, the pregnant Parah, nobody was there at that time. So nobody saw the actual damage, nobody saw exactly if the Parah gave birth before the damage, or after the damage. So since it's a Shema V'Shema, that's when Sumchis says, Yachleiku. Avu Bari Yabari Lai. But in the case where it's bar, each one saying clearly, it belongs to me, Vaday, maybe there Sumchis says we would not say Achleku unless we had a proof. Maybe it's a bar of a bari, then we have to have a proof of Edom. Rashi says, Shem, the Shem, Kiyas, but then you